Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Host Mark, a little bit different setup to this episode. Typically, we are a free to play game review podcast where in normal weeks, me, Scott, Jeff, we all get together, we review that week's free to play game. However, in these off weeks, if you're a listener of the pod or a past listener, you know that these off weeks, typically me and Jeff get together and we talk about nonsense. We talk about whatever's going on in our brains for that particular week. And it's typically a conversation about past games or next-gen consoles, or maybe it's a review of a movie, a video game movie. However, Jeff has chosen to take a little bit of a step back with the pod. He's still going to be on our main week video game reviews. However, for the next little bit, we're going to be in these off weeks, we're going to be doing things a little different. This episode, it's going to be me solo, flying high and, you know, soothing you with my sweet baritone. However, I'm going to talk about some video game news. I'm going to talk about some upcoming video game releases. I'm going to tell you what I've been playing here recently. And so hopefully these next couple off weeks, you'll find something a little different, something for you. Maybe it'll cause you to dive back into a game or put a new release on your calendar. So just real quick out of the gate, just wanted to let you all know that things aren't amiss. We're just going through a little bit of a transitional phase here. And we may even have some guest action on these off weeks in the next couple months until Jeff, is ready to dive back in. But if you know him, reach out and tell him, hey, man, we miss you. And we can't wait to hear your voice every week. Get that guy Mark off of my out of my ears. But so anyways, let's talk about a little bit what's going on in video game news. So in the past week or so, some of the big news was that Sony has delayed the next iteration of their God of War franchise. Originally, the video game was announced back before the PlayStation 5 released in 2020. And it had a 2021 release date. Most people assumed that that release was going to be a holiday timing release, late 2021. However, this week we found out that Sony has gone ahead and pushed it to 2022. And, you know, that it's a little bit disappointing because there aren't a whole lot of bona fide PS5 hits coming in 2021. You know, we've got the new Ratchet & Clank game, which releases this month, June 21. And maybe Horizon Forbidden West. I'm not sure. I don't know if that had a 21 release date off the top of my head. So Sony Santa Monica, which typically does these God of War games and is handling this new one, they pushed it back. And what does that mean for the console? What does that mean for the immediate success in 2021 for Sony? I'm not sure. I don't necessarily know how the promise of a game like God of War, which the PS4's God of War game was a masterpiece. If you've listened to this pod, you've listened to some of our conversations, mine and Jeff's conversations about the PS4 and the best games of that generation, the Xbox Series X and I'm sorry, the Xbox One and the PS4. You know that God of War was one of my favorite top three games for the generation cycle, and I'm very much looking forward to this. But you know, it puts a pretty big hole in the video game calendar for this year, as far as PS5 titles go, exclusive PS5 titles. And also some other big news regarding this God of War game is that it's going to be coming on the PS4 as well, which is a bit surprising if it's being pushed to 2022, is because while the PS4 it's still a very good console, you would think that developers would start distancing themselves from the PS4 and focusing solely on the PS5 and pushing their games out, especially an exclusive title like God of War. Sony hasn't had any problem selling the console, and so that doesn't putting this game on the PS4 doesn't really mean a whole lot other than they're just trying to get the game in as many consoles, both PS4, PS5, as possible, which I think they will do, and I think we're gonna see a summer. A late spring, early summer 2022 release for that. Let's see what else. What else we got? What do we got? We got I'm scouring some video game sites here. Nintendo announced their E3 2021 Direct will be taking place on June 15th. So by the time you're hearing this, listening to this podcast, it'll be next week. And the expectation is that Nintendo will announce a new iteration of the Nintendo Switch, a 4K capable Switch, and they're going to be phasing out this current iteration of the Switch console. There's some rumors and rumblings that we're going to see or get an update on Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, maybe a Metroid Prime game, as always, probably a new Mario game, and then there's a lot of talk about there being a 35th anniversary of Legend of Zelda, so we might see or get an announcement of a video game package, much like they recently did with some Mario titles, where Nintendo releases two or three of them together in a single package, you know, for the price of just like a regular game. I don't really know which Zelda titles they could release, is because they pretty much remastered the main ones and released them. So a little bit of speculation about the Nintendo Switch rumor is that this new one is going to feature a 7-inch OLED display with 4K output when you have it docked. And then you're also going to, the processor is going to be much improved with that. And the rumor is that it's going to get a release date of either September or October of this year. So that's pretty substantial. That would be probably the biggest news of E3, which is not really news because most publications expect that to happen. Most Nintendo fans and just, you know, fans of video games that are up on their information are expecting Nintendo to announce this next week and give us a release date and probably a price point as well. It'll probably be, you know, right at $499, $500. But if it's a better Switch than the current iteration, where the current iteration is a very good console, having the capability of 4K and a bigger, brighter screen, a better processor, I think that's worth the price of admission. So I guess one of the bigger stories, bit of news from this past week, is that the never-ending title No Man's Sky Prisms is getting another update. I'm sorry, I misspoke on that that title. It's No Man's Sky The Prisms. That's the update that is coming to No Man's Sky, and it'll bring reflections, some new texture effects, improved lighting, new skies, new warp effects, creatures, etc. And it'll support screen space reflection, which is SSR technology, for the PC and next-gen consoles and the Xbox One X. So no PS4 Pro. And this edition will allow the starships and lifeforms that you have to create reflections as they move, and lighting in reflective areas will be better quality and more realistic. And it'll be, so if you're playing on the PC, it'll be compatible with the NVIDIA RTX graphics card, and will take some advantage of some DLSS technology. So I know we have some fans of the pod that are still diving into No Man's Sky and playing that. I haven't played it since, probably since the game, you know, the year after the game released. And at that point, it was a broken game and everybody hated it. But credit the developers for going back to the drawing board, re-releasing this game with a ton of new updates, making it a completely different game, a much better game, and giving it much needed life in this aspect. So that's another big announcement as far as the video game realm goes. All right, so let's talk about a little bit what's coming to your video game platforms here in the month of June. The biggest release is Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, exclusively for the PS5. It was one of their big announcements prior to the console's release late last year, and fans of the franchise, which there are a ton of them, it's a very popular game, a very popular franchise. Yeah, Insomniac makes, you know, Ratchet and Clank. From the video game trailers that I've seen, from the gameplay videos that I've seen, this game looks amazing. And it is a very anticipated title for the PS5, especially because we haven't had any big-time Sony exclusives. The video game Returnal is the only one that's been internally developed exclusively for the PS5 title release for the PS5 so far in the console's life, and we'll talk a little bit about that here in a minute. But Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart releases on the PS5 on June 11th. By the time you're listening to this, the end of this week. So make sure you go out and grab that. What else we got? We got a we got Elder Scrolls Online for the PS5 and the Xbox Series XS, releasing on June 8th. Elder Scrolls Online, Gates of Oblivion, an update for Elder Scrolls Online for the PS4 and Xbox One, also releasing June 8th. We have Phantasy Star Online 2, New Genesis, which is coming out on the Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One and the PC. That's an update for that game. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Intergrade, on the PS5, releases on June 10th. So some well-known titles there releasing. You also have Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, which are already out on the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and the Xbox Series XS. But it's coming to the Switch on June 25th. We have Destroy All Humans. I never played it, but it always looked, the cover always, you know, made me want to play it. But Destroy All Humans releases on the Switch June 29th. And then we have Mario Golf Super Rush releasing on the Switch on June 25th. So some different games available across all platforms here this month. Some, you know, may come as a surprise, and they may, so you know, you may play and be like, man, this is a really good game, or you may go in expecting Ratchet and Clank to be.
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Great, and it's great. I don't think there's any chance that game isn't great. And if you're a fan of MMOs, Elder Scrolls Online, and Phantasy Star Online 2, it may tickle your fancy. Let's talk a little bit about what I've been playing. So if you listen to the podcast before, you know I'm not a big multiplayer gamer. I don't really enjoy that aspect of gaming. I've done it. I've had my fill of multiplayer games, and I'm exclusively a single player gamer, and that's largely because I enjoy being able to carve out just whatever, however much time dedicated towards this one game, and I don't want to have to rely on jumping in a lobby or jumping in a game with friends and having to carve out a specified time that I can get on. So that's why I play single player. So I'm a Gamefly subscriber. I get two games at a time. And one of the games that I've had for about a month now, a little under a month, is the PS5 exclusive Returnal. It's a PS5 exclusive. It's a sci-fi, third-person sci-fi shooter. And it's developed by Sony Interactive Entertainment, but the kind of the plot synopsis for this game is, after crash landing on this alien planet, your main character Celine, a female astronaut, must search through this world for an ancient civilization in order to escape the planet. And so as she's, you know, trekking across this planet. She begins to find other dead humans, dead astronauts, and then she quickly realizes that these dead astronauts are her. And so the game story plays out in recordings that you pick up along the way. You know, that's a tried and true method of playing a story out while instead of dedicating a lot of time to cutscenes and whatnot. So every time you die on this planet, you're immediately resurrected back at the crash landing site of your ship without realizing what happened. It's a small cutscene that plays, and the main character, she wakes up and she's like, "What the heck just happened?" And so all of your loot and items, they're all reset, but the map layout and the amount of traversing you've done through the planet up until that point are still, you can still see that, you can still see the map area. And so the point of the game is that you start picking up clues along the way that you're like, "Oh, I died here once, let me go a different way." And the gameplay evolves around your decision-making process, dependent on how many runs you've made through that area. So the planet changes based on how many runs you've made. So if you've died like 5 times in the same run, the planet will start to evolve to your capabilities, I guess. And it's unique. It looks great. It's a pretty good shooter. It's got pretty good shooting mechanics. It's advertised as roguelike gameplay, which I guess is true. But to me, this is not my cup of tea. I don't enjoy being bashed over the head in gameplay and then being told that, "Hey, you're not going to be able to get past this part, so you got to find a different route." And so this is very, what's it called? Blood something, Blood Souls. I don't know. Oh, Demon Souls. I'm an idiot. It's much in the you know, these very challenging titles where you have to just almost grind to get from point A to point B. But in this one, you're presented with a challenge of, hey, you don't necessarily have to fight your way, you just have to find a different way. And so, you know, Returnal is, it's that Groundhog Day plot device where they tell the story over time and it's told in different ways, but then the pieces come together the more headway you make in a single run. And then as you discover like new ability upgrades and suit upgrades and different stuff like that, those stay with you. Those don't get reset every time you die. And so the game does become progressively easier depending on how many runs you've made because of the upgrades that you've encountered along the way on your previous runs. One of the big, I guess, knocks on this game that I've read is that there is no saving in these runs. There will be save points once you complete a run, but each run could take you an hour. And so the Sony has come out and said, "Hey, don't turn your console off. Just, you know, put it to sleep. Use the quick resume function and complete these runs that way," is because there is no save mechanic, and that's a big drawback. You know, people don't like being told that they got to dedicate hours at a time in order to progress a story without there being the ability to save. So that's what I've been playing. I've put about maybe 7 or 8 hours into it. I'd probably say I'm, you know, about 40-45% of the way through. I haven't looked up how long the gameplay actually lasts because there's not a whole lot of deviation from the main storyline. So it's pretty straightforward. There are side missions, I guess, but it's much, hey, you're trying to get information about this ancient alien civilization so you can get off the planet. So, but once I started to run into the fact that that Returnal probably wasn't my favorite game, you know, I pivoted to PS Now, which is the PlayStation's game subscription service, and I downloaded the PS4 game Prey. And if you know anything about Prey or the franchise Prey, you know it was a PS3 game. It was a pretty good PS3 game, developed by Bethesda. Actually, I don't quote me on that. I don't know if the PS3 title was developed by Bethesda. But this PS4 version, which is a complete reimagining of the Prey title, and Bethesda completely redid it and released it on the PS4 and the Xbox One and the PC, but it's a PS Now game, and so I downloaded it because I played the PS3 version, and I heard mixed reviews on the PS4, and I was like, oh, well, it's a, you know, first-person shooter with, you know, different gameplay mechanics, and so I decided, let me dive into that. And it's, you know, it's a sci-fi game. It's it takes place in space on this huge space station, and you play as this guy Morgan Yu. He is a kind of a CEO scientist type guy that's over this company. But this alien, he's been not brainwashed, but he's had his memory wiped, and he doesn't have any recollection of how he got on the space station. And there's an alien kind of symbiotic species running around that is the main alien of the game and ends up being the main antagonist. But the game, to me, doesn't really know. It's not good enough. It's a Bethesda game, but it's not a good Bethesda game. There are different gameplay aspects that I really enjoyed. The game focuses on your character being spliced up with these alien symbiotic counterparts and receiving special powers from that. So think kind of maybe Dishonored or Bioshock mechanic. But the game doesn't really give you anything to do with those powers. It's a first-person shooter, so the game does give you your typical pistol, shotgun, rifle weapons. But the main gun is this, like, it's called the glue gun. And you shoot this this material at these aliens, and that's meant to slow them down and give you time to switch your weapons, which your main melee weapon is a wrench, and defeat the aliens that way. It's challenging. The game is challenging. It doesn't really give you any type of leeway. And if you've played the game, you know that there's six different settings, gameplay settings, ranging from easy all the way to really hard. And so I would say I'm probably about halfway through. And at this point, I'm more invested in the story than I am the gameplay. The game isn't necessarily fun, but the story is engaging, and so I feel like I need to complete the game because I want to see how this story ends. I played the PS3 version, but I don't remember how that ended, and this one is supposedly the story is pretty vast. There's a pretty vast difference between the PS3 and the PS4 version, and so I'm inclined to finish the game, but so that, you know, those are the two games that I've been playing. I got Hitman 3 on deck waiting for me to drop one of these games. I'm not a big jump from game to game to game while not finishing them. It's out of my wheelhouse to jump from one game to the next without completing that first game like I did Returnal to Prey. So I'm probably going to end up dropping Returnal. The grind of that game doesn't appeal to me. And I have no desire to really finish that game. Even though there are really good gameplay mechanics behind it, the story isn't engaging enough to me. And I think Hitman 3 will probably end up being a much better game. And so I want to dive into that. But if you're interested in playing Prey, it's on the PS4... the Xbox One, PC, and PS Now. I'm not sure about Game Pass, and I guess I could look that up real quick. It says it may be available on PC for Game Pass, but not Xbox Series X or Xbox One, whatever Xbox you're playing on. So yeah, that'll probably do it for me here for this week. Let us know what you've been playing. You can hit us up on all of social media. Scott's really doing a great job with the social media aspect of the podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I think there's an Instagram account. TikTok. He's been putting out some good videos recently on TikTok. Budget Arcade. Just search it up. There are different variations of Budget Arcade. I don't have the spiel in front of me to read it like a script. So I'm going off of my memory banks. Find us on the socials. We have a Twitch TV account. We have a YouTube. Well, we've had a YouTube, but you can pretty much find all of our episodes in audio form on YouTube. You know, make sure to subscribe and leave us a cool review. If you feel like you want to, help the pod out, you can become a Patreon subscriber. Get immediate exclusive access to our Patreon Discord channel. We have a Discord. Find us there. Everything will be in the show notes. And, next week we are reviewing Bomberman R Online. Super Bomberman R Online. Yep. Got that one. You can play it on the Xbox, PS4, 5, Switch. I'm going to be playing it on the Switch. So, if you're interested, download it, play along with us, and then tune in next week when we've got that review for us. Our music is provided by Stimage. We'll catch you next week.
Credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.